Acts 17. I looked it up this week. The Dictionary of Bible Themes says that there's 8,747 so-called deities in the world today. That is not the only place you can find that type of information. I looked again this morning, and some say that there's 330 million deities. Well, I don't know how many God's little g they're supposed to be, but I do know this, there's only one God, big G, that's real. We find in these verses the experience of Mars Hill. Let's look beginning in verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious." Religious is an implication there also. "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions," it literally means, talks about their gods, that they had established those things, we would call them deities that they believed in. He says, "But as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worship with man's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and things, and have made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation." Paul is dealing with some religious folks in Mars Hill. They had a little god, they had a little statue for every god they knew about. And just in case they had accidentally missed one, they had an idol that said in the inscription, "The unknown God." Not to offend any god that they might not know about, they established one that they may not even know about. And Paul said, "I am here today to declare to you that God that you are not aware of. He is the only God." I ask you this morning, who is your God? Who is it that you believe in? What is it that you believe in? What is it that you rely on? I ask you this also, do you have the right God? Here's some people who were worshiping idols, worshiping gods, but they were in error. They were wrong. They did not have the right God. I say this morning, there is only one true God. He is the one who spoke the universe into existence. He is the one that sent his son to die for you and me. He is the one that has a son named Jesus who gave his life that we might have life. Peter said it like this, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Isaiah 44, verse 6 says, "Beside me there is no God." Isaiah 45, verse 5 says, "I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me." James said it like this, "Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well." There is one God. I want to tell you this. If I am looking for a God, if I am looking for a Savior, I want to get the best there is. And I am not implying there is more than one way. I've already made that clear. There is only one way. But I say this morning, the God that I know, the Lord we talk about and believe and hopefully know personally, is the best option you can find. I hate to be disappointed. I hate to go to a store and buy something and just a day or two later find out that I could have gotten the same item at a different store for less money. Or I hate to buy an article or an item and get it home and it not work like I wanted it to. I don't like to be disappointed. And I want to tell you something. When it comes to finding a God that I can rely on and trust in, I said again, hope you understand, I want the best there is. If you're going after a car, you want the best you can find for the money. If you're looking for a lawyer, I hope you're not, but you're going to try and find the best one you can find for the money. If you're looking for a doctor, you're going to try and find the best one you can find. You don't want the second best or the third best. You want the best you can find. And this morning, I want to say, I want the best God there is. I ask you this. What about your God? What about the one you're trusting in this morning to give you life for the day? And a home in heaven after you leave this world. Could I ask you first, is your God right? It would be sad to find out too late that the one you have depended on and have listened to has led you the wrong way. There is another God that's called the devil. And he will, if we let him, lead us, direct us, influence us. And I promise you, if we follow him, we're going the wrong way. The God of the Bible, the God that Paul talked about, and the God that I'm talking about, is a God who is right. I remember years ago, my first GPS, my little Garmin that you couldn't hardly even see. I was down in South Carolina, and I was getting off a side road and getting on the highway. And I was going down that side road and turning to the ramp to go up the highway, and the Garmin said, proceed 1 mile and then turn right. And I thought, are you kidding me? I see the road right here. I am getting on the road I want to be on, the one I know I need to be on, and you're telling me to go on straight and then turn right. I found out something. That Garmin was wrong. Who are you following? Are you being led the right direction? Is your God the right God? Deuteronomy 4:36 says, out of heaven he made thee to hear thy voice, that he might instruct thee. He speaks, he teaches, he informs. And when he does, it's always right. I'm glad, I want to say this respectfully, I'm glad I've got a smart God. I'm glad I don't have to go to him and ask him a question. Wait a minute now. Let me check Google on that. And I'll get back to you. I am glad that I have a God who is right, and he's always right, because if he's right, I can trust him. I can know for sure that I'm following him. I'm going the right direction. He's a God who is right. Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. You can follow him this morning if you're following the right God. I ask you first, is your God right? I ask you secondly, is your God righteous? Not only does he talk about right, and not only is he right, I want to ask you, does he do right? I do not want a God who says, now don't do like I do. You do like I tell you. My daddy used to do that. In a drunken stupor with him wobbling around, he would tell me and my brother, now don't you boys do like I do. You do like I tell you to do. Well, I'm going to tell you, that grieved my heart and made me angry too. I always thought, if it's the right thing and you want us to do it, why don't you do it? I'm glad I don't have a God like that. He not only is right, he does right. Pilate said himself, I find no fault in him. He always is right, but he always does right. He never does one thing wrong. Whatever he's doing, we can depend on, because he's always going to do right. The God of the Bible, Paul's God, I hope your God is a God who is righteous. Genesis 18:25 says it like this, shall not the judge of all the earth do right. And I say, yes, he will. He will always do what's right. Jesus said, I do always those things that please him. Even when he was under pressure. Even when he was abused, even when it wasn't easy, he did right. You know what? It isn't always easy to do right. Sometimes the most difficult thing you'll ever do is to do what's right. But the God of the Bible always, no matter what, does the right thing. He's righteous. I'm glad he not only is right, but he does right. Is your God right? Is your God righteous? I say thirdly, is your God respected? I thought about this. What do people who have tried him think about him? You want to know how I buy just about everything now, from toothpicks to hand grenades? I go to Mr. Google and I write in whatever I'm trying to find, 2018 reviews. And I look at what somebody who has tried it has to say about what I'm looking for. Because I believe this, if they bought it and they used it and they'll tell me the truth about it, I will know whether it's good or not. That's called reviews. I ask you this morning, the God you believe in, is he respected? I say this respectfully, does your God get good reviews? J.D. Powers, I believe, is one of the most trusted organizations that we can go to nowadays, because it's somebody who bought the item, used the item, telling us hopefully what they thought about the item. And I say this morning very respectfully, there's not one person who has tried Jesus and complained about the results. Not one person of the billions upon billions who have been saved have ever come back and said, that was the worst decision I ever made. I am sorry I took Jesus. I'm sorry I believe in that God. Everyone, I tell you what, that's pretty good reviews. He is respected. He is honored. He gets good reviews by those who have tried him. I ask you this morning, how can you look at your life and see what God has done? How can you say, my God has been good to me? The man in John 9:25 says this, one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. You ask me if he's a sinner, I don't have any idea, but I know this, what he did for me worked. I was blind, but now I see. I recommend this man. 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul said it like this, Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He said, I feel like I was the worst of the worst, but what he did for me worked. He changed my life. He made me different. He pulled me out of the dregs of religion and self-righteousness, and now I'm saved by his grace. Yes, 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 I recommend him. I refer him to you. Peter said it like this, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And you know what they did? I say, I can recommend this God. He has good reviews. He's well respected by those who know him. He's proven himself. What other God, what other deity created everything? Poof, spoke it into existence. What other God, what other deity, what other religion has a leader that was virgin born, who raised the dead? Calm raging seas, turned water to wine, fed a multitude with a little boy's happy meal. What other deity, what other God, what other religious leader can that be set up? He is respected. He gets good reviews. I say this morning, he's the God who can handle your storms. He's a God you can respect, you can trust. I say this, number four, is your God reliable? It doesn't matter what He can do. It doesn't matter what He's able to do. I want to know, what can He do for me? I don't say that selfishly. I say that needing Him. I seek after Him now because I need Him. I go after God because I need a God who can help me. He's reliable. I want a God. I want a helper who's old enough to know what I need. You can't trust the younger generation. I'm sorry if you're here, younger generation, but I'm just telling you the truth because you ain't got enough miles on your engine yet. You don't hardly know which way's up. I know you think you know everything, but you don't. And the older you get, the more you know how little you know. But I need a God who's been around long enough to know something, where you can trust Him and depend on Him. And I guess eternity's long enough. He has always been. Boggles my mind that He never had a beginning, but He didn't. My God is the one who has always been and never will cease to be. That's my God. I got a feeling that's the right one. He is a God who is reliable. You can trust Him. You can depend on Him. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to worry. I say He is old enough to have faced what I have faced and come back to help me with what I'm facing now. I'm glad He's reliable. I say often to Him, Lord, I'm glad You don't change. I'm glad I didn't wake up this morning and find God in a bad mood. Glad He didn't wake up grouchy. Some of you ladies live with grouchy. I am glad that He is reliable. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord. I change not. I'm not going to change. I don't need to change. Why change when you're perfect? Why change when you're holy? I'm glad I've got a God who is reliable just like He is. I'm glad every morning I don't get up and God say, okay, let's check the records yesterday and see how you treated me. Because how you treated me yesterday, that's how I'm going to treat you today. Uh-oh, you got a D-minus yesterday. Don't expect too many blessings today. Don't ask me for help today. Not after you lived for me like you did yesterday. Not like you, how you ignored me yesterday. Oh, I hope I don't get up tomorrow morning and say, you know, you did pretty good yesterday. You got an A because you went to church and tried to look right and do right. So I'm really going to help you. I'm glad He doesn't grade me daily. I'm glad every morning He's not different. He is the same all the time. You can rely on Him. He is dependable. You can go to Him this morning and He'll be the same today as He was yesterday. Or a year ago, or 2 years ago. He never changes for anything or anybody. He doesn't come and say, well, no, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to modify our contract. Promise you something. You sign on the dotted line nowadays, you better read the fine print. And you better be able to read the mind of the dude that you're getting the contract with. Because they'll come back. Now, I know I said I'd do it in 2 weeks. But there's been some changes. And I know our contract said I'll do it for such and such money, but I've run over a little bit, and I'm going to have some more money. I'm glad the God of heaven doesn't change. I'm glad He's reliable. When He says something, I can depend on Him. He's not going to change. He's not going to fluctuate. He is not different from one moment to the next. He's always the same. He said, I change not. I'm glad I can trust Him. I'm glad I can rely on Him. I'm glad He didn't run when trouble comes. Miss Leonard said that one time years ago. Boy, got big in my heart. I preached a message on it. I'm glad I've got a God who doesn't run when trouble comes. I'm glad when I've got something bigger than me, he doesn't have to say, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you this time. Bigger than me too, I'm sorry, hope things work out. No, he is reliable. You can trust him no matter what. I'm glad I don't have to go to him and he say, well, you know what, I'm going to need some help on this one. This is too big for me. Jesus talks in John 10 about the good shepherd as opposed to the bad shepherd, as opposed to the hireling. The good shepherd watches over the sheep. They can rely on him because he is the good shepherd, because he loves his sheep. And those sheep can see the shepherd seeing them. Those sheep can look at the shepherd and see him looking at them. And they can rely on him because he's watching the sheep. The Bible says, the Lord said, the good shepherd loves the sheep so much that he gives his life for the sheep. And he also said he's not a hireling. He's not some man that just showed up to get the pay. Oh, he is watching the sheep, but boy, not with a broken heart, not a concern. All they are to him is another paycheck. And the Bible says, the Lord said, when the hireling watches the sheep, when the wolf come, the hirelings leave. The hireling fleeth and runneth away. I'm glad I've got a God who doesn't run when trouble comes. He's a God. Hey, the wolf is going to come. That's the nature of the wolf. To devour, to destroy the sheep. And there is an enemy that wants to devour you. And he will if you let him. And he will if you don't get help from the good shepherd. But he is the good shepherd. He is reliable. You can trust him even when the wolf comes. Even when your life's falling apart. When your world's coming unglued. Fearful times, scary times. Troubling times. You can trust him. He's reliable. Is that the God you have? Do you have the right God this morning? Listened to E.V. Hill the other day. Brother E.V. Hill suffered from claustrophobia. And he said he went and preached a meeting for a preacher up north. And the preacher said, let's go up to Canada. We'll go across and we'll eat supper. And E.V. Hill got in the car with that preacher and they started going through a tunnel. And E.V. started saying, whoa, 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 stop the car, stop the car, stop the car. And the preacher said, what in the world is wrong, Brother Hill? And he says, I got claustrophobia. I cannot go through that tunnel. And the preacher said, Brother Hill, you'll be all right. He said, I will not be all right. Stop the car. He said, Brother Hill, if you get out here, it will not be safe. You will be harmed or hurt or killed in this road. He said, I'd rather be hurt than dead. I can't go through that tunnel. Stop the car. E.V. Hill said, that preacher took his hand and got a hold of Brother Hill's hand. He said, Brother E.V., I'm here. I'm not dying. I'm breathing. I'm surviving the tunnel. I'm all right. You gonna be all right, brother? And Brother E.V. Hill said that preacher held his hand all the way through that tunnel and talked to him and helped him get through the tunnel and through the other side. And I thought about, that's how God is. So many times, he just reached out and held my hand. He says, I'm here and I'm all right. And since I'm all right, you're going to be all right. Rely on me. Trust in me. Depend on me. I will get you through the trouble. I will get you through what you're going through. You can rely on me. If you got the right God, you can rely on him. Is your God the right God? Is your God right? Is your God righteous? Is your God respected? Is your God reliable? I thought about this. Is your God risen? Sure would be depressing to have to go to the funeral of your God. Some religions have had to go to the funeral of their God and see them buried and entombed, and they go back and the body's still there. And even though my God did die, he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead, and the only reason he died is because of me and you. He's risen. I mean, he's alive. I mean, he's right here, right now, this morning, ready to help you because he's alive. I'm glad I got a God who's risen. Is your God alive? Is your God? I thought about two or three different places, right, in High Point, buildings that they call places of worship. And all they're doing is worshiping a statue, worshiping a dead man. My God's alive. Are you worshiping the right God? Is your God risen? Is he alive? If he is, he's available. You realize the reason Jesus is alive is because what he did on Calvary pleased the Father. Satisfied the Father's holiness. Had he not satisfied the Father's holiness, had Calvary not pleased the Father, listen to me, Jesus would still be dead. But the fact that he rose from the dead proved what he did on Calvary pleased the Father, and he raised him, just letting us know he did a good job. Is your God risen? Let me ask you this. That you're trusted in, that you're dependent on, hey, it may be yourself. Try myself, try my best, do the best I can. You know what that means? You are your own God. Is your God, lastly, reachable? I am glad for everything I've said. I'm glad he's right and righteous and respected and reliable and risen. But if I can't get to him, he ain't no good for me. I say that respectfully. But I'm glad he's reachable. He said, call upon me. Come to me. Ask of me. Now, as far as salvation, I could not get to him. He had to come to me. He has to draw. He has to convict. He has to enlighten. He has to turn the light on to where we can call on him. But when we know him by his help and by his grace, he is reachable. He's attainable. He is close. Is your God reachable? I don't need a God just to take care of me. I need a God who can forgive me. That can fellowship with me. Who I can be friends with. Who I can have as a father. He is reachable. I can know him personally. Paul said it like this, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. It means to deliver. Deliver from Satan. Deliver from sin. Deliver from self. Is that the God you have? Acts 10:43, through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. You see, it's always been by faith. From Adam to Rick, it's always been you come to him by faith. You don't come to him rightfully. You don't reach him. You don't attain him. You don't connect to him by good works. Because our good works are filthy rags. Our good works are just that. Our good works. And the best I can do is wretched. My good, my best is wretched. My good, my best is me, depending on me. And God says, I'm not interested in you or what you can do. I am interested in what you do with my son. It is by him, through him, and not by us. Is your God reachable? Is he the God who says, come to me, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest? He's reachable. You can attain him. You can reach him. You can fellowship with him. I said it already from the very beginning. It's always been by faith. Romans 4:3, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Faith, believing, trusting. A person is saved by realizing their lack, their sin, their unworthiness, their wretchedness, and believing in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died for me as a sinner. And I come to him in that condition, realizing my wretchedness, realizing my sin, recognizing if I don't get help, if I don't get forgiveness, I will go to hell, and I would deserve going there. That's how wretched sin is, and that's how holy God is. And in that place of conviction, and in that place of awareness of who I am and what I am, I come to him hopeless. I come to him empty-handed. I do not come to bargain. I do not come to barter. I do not say, I will do this for you if you do it for me, because I can't do anything for him. But I come helpless and hopeless, a wretched sinner begging for mercy. I say, Lord, I am a sinner. I have failed you. I have disgraced you. I have hurt you. I want you to forgive me. I'm giving you myself. Please accept me. Right now, forgive me. Right now, cleanse me. That's what getting saved is about. That's faith. And Jesus said, that's what I honor. God said, that's what pleases me. He's reachable. By faith, you reach out to him, not trusting yourself. Abraham believed God that same way. Jesus said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 5:24, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Psalm 50:15, and shall call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. I'm talking about you can reach him. You can trust him. You can rely on him. Is that the God you know personally? Not just about him, but do you know him personally? Here's what Jesus said. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Is that you believe, that God you're trusting in, is that God able to raise you up from dead and get you to heaven? The God of the Bible can. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, listen to me, I'm done. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. You deal with some people, they find out you've checked up on them, they'll get mad. You've examined their credentials, you've checked with previous customers, you've checked their reviews, they'll get mad. But our God says, go ahead and check up on me. Examine me and examine yourself. I don't mind. Because when you examine me, says God, I know you'll not find any fault. You'll not find anything to complain about. Because my way is right, and it's the only way. I ask you this morning, do you know for sure you're saved? Have your sins been forgiven? Are you a Christian? Has he forgiven you of your sin and birthed you into his family, a real work of redemption in your heart and life, and there was a change when it happened? Can you look back and say, I know when it happened? You may not remember the date, the hour, the day, the month, whatever, but you remember the experience. If you can't remember that, I would really be concerned. I would really be alarmed, and I would want to make sure. If you are saved, you've got a God you can rely on no matter what you're facing this morning. Let's stand together. Thank you for listening.